Just rolling my sleeves up and getting on with the job. There's a lot to do. I'm delighted to be back here doing it.
Turnout for the election around about sort of 22% generally, which was an increase on last year's election. What did you think about sort of the turnout and the response?
Yes, it was an increase, which is good news. I think it also demonstrates that more needs to be done around talking to people about what the job involves and the positive difference it can make. I have done a lot of that over the last previous years, but you know, I will be absolutely continuing to do that. I think it's important. I think PCCs can make a real difference in their local communities, and it's up to us to get out there, explain what we're doing, you know, really engage with the public.
So first day in the post today, you've set out some priorities. We'll go into some little bit more detail, but first of all, just a general overview, it feels like there's sort of two categories, is sort of looking at mental health and also sexual exploitation as well.
Yes, so we're really focusing on vulnerable people. We've put in place a lot of really good things over the last 3.5 years. And we've got a sort of solid foundation in place. But what we really need to do now is fill the gaps consolidate what we've got and build on what we've got, so we have a genuine service across the whole of North Yorkshire that people can tap into, as well as in the sort of more urban areas. So there's a lot of work still to do. I've just spent the morning with a group of people talking about mental health, the police's response to mental health crisis and that sort of stuff. And listening to them, you really do get a sense that there is still a considerable amount of work to do, and we really need to get round the table with the NHS and all the other people involved and work it out properly and really move forward. We've started well, but there's still a lot to do.
Why do you feel that those areas need to be focused on? Because there's, you know, lots of things you know you could prioritise. Why for you those issues?
Well, there's two aspects to that. Firstly, there's a lot of evidence that the nature of policing is changing in this country, and the police are increasingly spending more time dealing with cases that are in relation to vulnerability. So the data is very clear that that is a growing area of police demand and need. So the £3.2 million that we've invested in that is in response to that requirement. Secondly, police and crime commissioners have direct responsibility for putting in services for the public to support them. That's one of the differences that we can make. I set up the Supporting Victims Service in York, which covers the whole of North Yorkshire, a couple of years ago. We now need to build on the good work that they're doing, and we need to build on the good work that organisations like IDAS, who provide support to people who've been subject to domestic abuse, do, to ensure that more people get support when they need it.
And one thing I wanted to pick up, because it's something that you want to expand to Harrogate, is the street triage. Just tell me a little bit more about that.
So the street triage is a service where the police and mental health nurses work together to respond to an incident. So it's worked really well in Scarborough, Rydale and in York, and has made a real difference. We've seen a dramatic drop in the number of people being detained in police custody around the Section 136 detention. So that's when people are detained under the Mental Health Act. We have a place of safety in Harrogate now, which is really good news. And the mental health street triage team will complement the crisis care team that is based at the suite in Harrogate.
And also there's the control room triage as well. Is that being expanded?
At the moment, the control room just operates limited hours, the mental health nurses in the control room. We're expanding that to 7 days a week for 12 hours a day. We'll see how that goes. We've done a lot of work looking at the peaks and troughs, if you like, in the amount of calls that people get for service. This is really important. Estimates suggest that about 40% of all police demand, all calls for service, have somebody who has some sort of mental health illness or distress or requirement for support. So it's a large area of demand for the police service, and we need to be able to work with the health service better to make sure we meet the needs of vulnerable people, because what we want to avoid is them getting into crisis in the first instance and make sure that they've got the support that they need in the community and from the health service.
What are your sort of priorities for more sort of rural areas?
So we just announced back in March the creation of the new Rural Crime Task Force. That's particularly important in the Craven area, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the difference that that can make. We've seen in other areas where such a team operates dramatic reductions in the theft of things like quad bikes, which is a real issue for farmers and people living in rural areas. And this team will be on hand specifically to deal with incidents in rural areas, as well as try and build the relationship between people living in rural areas and the police service. So it's a really important new team, and I will be watching how it works very, very carefully indeed. I also have put in place, and it is a little bit controversial, some additional safety camera vans, because in rural areas, one of the big issues is people speeding through villages, and the current vans are not able to deal with that as well as they might because of the nature of the way they have to be deployed. So we're going to have one of these vans in each of the rural districts, and they will be able to respond better to areas where there are real community concerns around speeding.
Will you, over your term, be looking at increasing police officer numbers? How many more officers are going
to
be?
So we've got a recruitment campaign going on at the moment. We're aiming to recruit 100 police officers over the next 12 months. That's not all new police officers. Some of those will replace those who are leaving and retiring and all of the rest of it, but it's a real increase on the numbers that we have now. And we're also going to be increasing the number of police community support officers who are hugely valued in their areas. One of the things that I've had feedback from in York particularly is that sometimes the PCSOs are not necessarily engaging with the local community groups in the way that they might, and that's something I want to follow up and make sure that that's happening as best it can.